Two new dramas premiere tonight on TV, one from the creator of the movie The Piano, the other from producers whose credits include Lost and Friday Night Lights. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has this review.
Top of the Lake, a new 7-part miniseries premiering tonight on Sundance Channel, is co-created and co-directed by Jane Campion, who teamed with Holly Hunter 20 years ago on the movie The Piano. Hunter is back for this new project, playing a mysterious new-agey guru of sorts. She started a small commune for emotionally damaged women on a remote strip of land in New Zealand. That story could have been at the center of Top of the Lake, but it isn't. It's more like a running subplot, just like the story that opens the drama, the tale of a young girl named Tui who is found walking into a frigid lake, presumably to take her own life. She's taken to the authorities, who can't get any details out of her, so they call in a visiting female detective who used to be a local. And Top of the Lake, especially after the young girl vanishes, turns out to be mostly about that detective. And that's a good thing, because the detective, Robin, is played by Elizabeth Moss, who plays Peggy on Mad Men. No matter how good you think she is on Mad Men, I suspect you'll be unprepared for her complicated performance here. And not only because she sports an effective New Zealand accent, but because her character is so rough, so raw, and so constantly conflicted. The pace of Top of the Lake is so deliberate and the atmosphere so oppressive, it's close to the moodiness of the AMC series The Killing. The beautiful but foreboding setting is a strong character here. But the strongest, in addition to the determined women played by Hunter and Moss, is Tui's father, Matt Mitchum, a local backwoods drug lord played by Peter Mullen. Matt Mitchum is like a Kiwi version of Al Swearengen from Deadwood, charismatic and deadly all at the same time. Robin gets a taste of this when she first meets Mitchum. She's looking into the death of a local real estate agent named Bob Platt and visit Mitchum's fortress-like property. He's around back with a dog that's tied to a post and a shotgun within reach. Within a minute of her arrival, he fires the gun, killing the dog and freaking out Robin.
You like dogs?
Yes.
Would you like an orphan one?
No, thanks.
I have a dilemma. It's Bob Platt's dog. I was hoping she would settle in. She's already bit my eye dog and she's riled up the others.
Why have you got Platt's dog?
He drowned, didn't you hear? She was hungry, so I took her in. No dog should go hungry. It's not right.
Going to shoot her?
If you don't want her.
Wasn't there anyone else who could have taken her? How about Platt's wife?
Platt didn't have a wife. Truth is, he was a dumb prick. Nobody liked him. Nobody liked his dog either, except me.
Mitchum frightens Robin, but he doesn't stop her. The biggest mystery in Top of the Lake, it turns out, is what drives Robin, her own demons and hidden secrets, and why she connects so strongly with the missing girl. It's less a mystery than a character study. And despite the show's title, Top of the Lake, all the rewards in this miniseries lie way beneath the surface. Another TV drama premiering tonight, A&E's Bates Motel, is primarily a character study as well. But this time, we already know the character. He's Norman Bates, the creepy killer from Psycho, with a fixation with his late mother. Bates Motel is a prequel to Psycho, showing Norman in his formative high school years. His mother is very much alive, and her name is Norma. This new look at Psycho comes from two very respected TV executive producers, Carlton Cuse from Lost, and Carrie Aaron, a writer-producer on Boston Legal, Friday Night Lights, and Parenthood. Given that pedigree, you hope Bates Motel will work. But it begins clumsily, with a creative choice that could have doomed it from the start. Even though it's a prequel to the 1960 movie, Bates Motel ignores that timeline and is set in the present. Logically, that doesn't make any sense. But dramatically, it allows the writers to surround young Norman with all sorts of confusing and conflicting stimuli, from iPods to flirtatious young co-eds. Imagine young Norman Bates let loose on one of the CW teen dramas. And that's pretty much what you've got here. Except, in the two lead actors, you've got something better. Freddie Highmore from Finding Neverland plays Norman. And Vera Farmiga, who starred opposite George Clooney in Up in the Air, is Norma. In one scene from the pilot, they're out rowing on the local lake, and the way they're talking, it could almost be a date. But they're mother and son. Oh, and they're out there in the middle of the night, about to dump a body into the water.
God, you're too good for me. I'm the worst mother in the world.
Mother.
Look at what we're doing, Norman. You deserve so much better. You know, when you were born, it was like God gave me a second chance. And all I ever wanted was for life to be beautiful for you, and look at it. Look at what your life has been. I mean, what good am I doing you?
Mom, you're everything. Everything to me. And I don't ever want to live in a world without you.
What finally won me over about Bates Motel was when it started showing us life from Norman's point of view, including brief glimpses of his often disturbing fantasies. Everywhere he turns, Norman seems to be surrounded by tempting women and threatening men. So for escape and release, he turns inward. It's not a happy place. But on a medium that's already given us a serial killer as protagonist in Dexter, it's a natural progression.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching, and he teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. From the Cy Sims Foundation, supporter of the Cy Sims School of Business and Executive MBA program at Yeshiva University. And from the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration to address the world's pressing environmental problems. This is NPR.
On the next Fresh Air, on the 10th anniversary of the start of the Iraq War, we talk with Aaron Glantz of the Center for Investigative Reporting. He arrived in Iraq just after Saddam Hussein fell, but for the past few years, he's been covering the lives of American veterans and investigating why many of them face lengthy delays in receiving disability benefits from the VA. Join us.